Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, friends, and welcome inside, at least for me, Ben Garrett, the Riverland Roofing Studios, just off the Oxford Square here in Oxford, Mississippi. I come to you after about 2 hours spent over at the Manning Center for one, Pete Golding, Trinidad Chambliss, Kewan Lacy, TJ Dottery, and William Eccles. And there was some legitimate stuff that we learned from this, and we'll get to all of it in just a minute. But yes, I want to give a shout out for these nice little digs, just to be able to set up real quick here at Riverland, riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. Thank them for everything they do for us here at Talk of Champions. Brad, how are you, my friend?
Doing well, and I couldn't say enough about all of the sponsors that have jumped on the show of The Drive Home. Could not do what we do without all of you. A special thank you to Chad Clardy, founder of the Heal Behavioral Health Center. They share lessons in leadership, growth, and recovery. We'll have more on them. You can follow them, of course, at Heal Counseling. That's H-A-A-L-E counseling.com. Chad, a huge Ole Miss fan. Also grateful for our sponsorship with Chick-fil-A in Oxford, both on West Jackson Avenue and the northeastern location. You know where they are. Chick-fil-A, proud sponsors here on The Drive Home. And, of course, our good friends at Allen Samuels, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. We exchanged emails this morning. Ben, you were on that chain. Everybody's very excited. The numbers that we have been pulling here lately have been really, really good. And if you'd like to be a part of what we're doing here for the college football playoff run, we'd love to have you. Just hit us up on X at Spirit Ben or at Brad Logan COT. We'd love for you to jump on board with us. I want to say a special thank you to Tyler White and T. White's Custom Tees. Tyler is, and T. White's is our main college football playoff sponsor at the Logan Media Network. Ben, I want to come to you. You are on location there in Oxford. We heard from Pete Golding. You know, the first time we heard from Pete, it was a little bit of a looser Pete Golding on the Zoom call, much more buttoned up a couple of days ago. How was Pete today?
He was good. He's the same interview to me. I mean, he's going to go into it, and don't ask him a question if you don't want a good answer. So I thought he was great. I think really what we learned today was less about what Pete said than what Kewan Lacy didn't say and what Trinidad Chambliss did say. And, you know, because I asked Trinidad specifically about if he does get the waiver, which he anticipates being this week. So that is news. He said, I'm expecting it to be this week. If he does get that waiver and it's not the NFL, will it be Ole Miss as your college team for the final year? And he said he would consider all his options, which is a notable thing because this is the quarterback that Ole Miss brought in from Ferris State Division II, took over for Austin Simmons, who was injured, and then put together a legitimate Heisman resume over his starting time. So to not just come out and say, yeah, I'm sticking around at Ole Miss, I thought was notable. And then Kewan Lacy asked him about the leaked phone call where Lane quite literally mentioned him by name, and he didn't offer much other than he was surprised. So I think the things that were said outside of Pete, which, and there were some interesting things from Pete. Pete's a great interview. Don't make no mistake. And he gave some really good answers to everything that was asked and treated them fairly and really did a good job with it. But I thought those two pieces were the most or were the biggest takeaways from a day at the Manning Center that felt, I don't know, it looked like it was supposed to, you know, it sounded like it was supposed to. The college football playoff backdrop was there. They had the mic flag for the college football playoff on the mic that everybody's talking into. It's just, I don't know. It feels like a program definitely in transition. You know what I mean? Like at the very least, even though I asked every single person, including William Eccles and TJ Dottery, has anything really changed? And they said, no, not really. Even though Trinidad did offer up, that Lane and Pete, and this is not news to anyone, are completely different human beings. And so the way they lead are different as well. But it's game week for the college football playoff. I think we learned some things in that way. I'm just very, very glad that at the end of this week, it won't be rumor or conjecture, because I do believe we're going to get some more staff stuff that's imminent. We've been talking about Austin Simmons on this podcast and the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, and Fit of On Three for a week, if not longer. Join us, please, and we'd love to see you there. I think we're going to see some resolution there. As we've been teasing, not even teasing, just telling you outright, I think Frank Wilson ends up joining this staff in some capacity, probably as running backs coach. So it was a day filled of news, more about stuff that's future, when the reality is at the end of this week, Brad, they're playing in the first round of the college football playoff, and I'm glad that they are, because I'm ready to just talk about some football.
Yeah, speaking of talking about specifically football, Pete Golding made the comment today he would be on the field and not in the booth. I think it's interesting. You know, you remember he was on the field, I believe, when he was at Alabama with Coach Saban. So this is not anything new. I thought it was interesting when Pete said he wants to be able to look in Trinidad Ambliss, or he wants to be able to look in their eyes. Like, I think T.J. Jotter actually said that Coach made the mention that he wanted to be able to look at him in the face on the field, so to speak, to be able to be on the field. Your takeaways, also the comments made about Joe Judge and how much stock, if you will, that Pete Golding has in Joe Judge on the offense.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. I'm glad you brought that up. That was a good piece of news, because he could have just avoided it entirely, just showered Joe Judge with praise about how good he's been, because he has been, especially to go from being the head coach of the New York Giants to being an analyst at Ole Miss, the backup quarterback's coach, and now he's the quarterback's coach, and to hear Pete say, and he's re-upped for another year. That is news. That is notable. Mm-hmm. And that's what is very refreshing about Pete, is it's very matter of fact. Just as you said, it was matter of fact for not just the players, but for the coaches. It's all year to year. We'll deal with it after the season. He's the only person really in that room that's having to deal with all the other stuff. Pete Golding does. And he's done a good job of it, because he continues to keep the main focus for everybody else on winning on Saturday in the college football playoff run. But he has to consider all these things, including the future of Joe Judge, the staff hires he's made, the recent announcements of Michael Spurlock returning. LaDainian Wilson is joining as wide receivers coach, formerly of Kentucky. He also spent some time under Alex Golish at Southern Miss, a great recruiter. Another stop at Oklahoma. I mean, he's filling out his staff and building out all these things. I asked him about the portal and weighing that. They've got their board built out. He knows where they're targeting, and they're not really surprised by interest they get in, maybe a few times, and they're going to be all after that. But he's the only one in the building that has to consider all the other stuff. And us outside the building, we can talk about it, but I think it's notable that he mentioned Joe in that way and that he's re-upped, because that is an important piece. And to have him back in the continuity that Pete's tried to establish as they practiced and prepared for 2 weeks is critically, vitally important for what is in Ole Miss's face right now, which is 4 wins away from a national championship, their first title since the 60s. So I'm glad you brought that up, Brad, because Joe's been huge for everybody, and not the least of which Pete, as he's making, he's trying to do this balancing act of preparing this team the best he can to win on Saturday, while also building out everything, his whole entire apparatus for 2026. It's pretty impressive. So Judge staying and hanging around, as announced by Pete Golding today, that's a big deal.
Ben, what is – you mentioned a little bit ago, and for folks that are piling in here, you talked about Trinidad Chambliss and Kawan Lacy, two of the main components of the offense that they're question marks. Number one, is there an opportunity that Trinidad Chambliss gets another year? We should learn this week. Secondly, Kawan Lacy, you ask him about the future. Is it – a lack of confidence, you believe, that's kind of surrounding the building in regards to when you ask that question? Not a lot of confidence that he's coming back, or just speculation, but it wasn't a definitive one way or the other, right?
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, neither. Like, I actually appreciated Trinidad being upfront and honest about it. He said, listen, after the season is over, I'm going to consider all my options. That's what he's going to do. He's not going to limit his possibilities. He's not going to do – like, it would have been nice, and it would have been more news if he said, I'm completely committed to Ole Miss if I get the waiver and come back. I think Ole Miss feels confident, or is very bullish, especially on the Grove Collective side, about getting that waiver. And then it's about having the best deal on the table in front of him if he does stay in college for another year, which would be the overwhelming likelihood. I don't think this is a player that's going to the NFL after this year. So really it's about the waiver or – and staying at Ole Miss, or considering other options like at LSU. And we know that Lane Kiffin has pre-portaled Trinidad Chambliss, has pre-portaled Kiwon Lacey. We know that to be true. If they'd like to come out and say they haven't, I mean, I would just immediately point to the leaked phone call that I asked Kiwon about. And he had an opportunity there to say, yeah, I mean, that's Lane being Lane. I'm an Ole Miss Rebel through and through. And he didn't, because the harsh reality is, while Ole Miss, the monolithic, whatever it is, Ole Miss is playing for its chance to continue on towards a title on Saturday, these players are walking individual businesses and entities unto themselves. I hate that fact about it, but also it makes it very crystal clear. And they know they have a job to do, and I think they're doing a good job of preparing for that and not letting all the other stuff, the extracurricular, or all the other considerations play into what's right in front of them, which is a huge, huge game this weekend with Tulane, an historic game, the first playoff game in the state of Mississippi's history. Anthony DeCarlos, 9698. So hiring Frank Wilson would mean Kevin Smith and Kiwon are gone. Kevin Smith, I believe, is going to LSU after the season's over. The running backs coach position has been held open for him by Lane Kiffin ever since he left for Baton Rouge. I think Frank Wilson would be the person, if you maybe guess today, that would take Kevin Smith's place. And I feel more confident about it now because I know that Frank Wilson had had dialogue about joining the staffs of both Pete Golding and Steve Sarkisian at Texas. And Texas recently made a hire at running backs coach. So it could be, foreshadowing what is coming to be potentially for Ole Miss in swapping Kevin Smith for Frank Wilson, essentially. He's coaching as the interim head coach for LSU until at least the Texas Bowl, right? The Texas Bowl on December 27th. But yeah, like I think that is the likeliest outcome would be Kevin goes to LSU and Kiwon eventually follows him. But Ole Miss is quite bullish on Kiwon, believes that, it's got first negotiating rights, believes he's going to be fine no matter what, especially if they continue to work some other things out. It's just a good chance as he stays as he goes, but it doesn't help that the coach that he's been most associated with and has really talked to him since he was a sophomore in high school, Kevin Smith, will be a Bengal Tiger, in my opinion. Now, it hasn't happened yet, and it's not a foregone conclusion, no, but it would be something worth monitoring. And I think it's notable, Brad, that he didn't mention any kind of, with the video question, the leaked audio question, he didn't mention anything about a long-term commitment to Ole Miss. And it's what you don't say sometimes, but with Trinidad, it's what he did say, which is he is keeping his options open.
If you look at the staff, and you made mention about Smith, made mention about Frank Wilson, we know Charlie Weiss Jr. is going to be calling the plays. That, of course, everyone kind of knows that, especially if you followed us here on the Ole Miss Spirit. That's omspirit.com, an affiliate of On3. What, if any, in your, whether it be educated speculation or not, John David Baker's role on this team throughout the playoffs?
That's a great question. It's something that was asked. I was going to ask it, and I want to say Chris Burrows of the AP asked it before me. It's a very pressing, interesting question. And I don't think Pete gave away too much, but if I'm reading him correctly, Charlie Weiss is calling the plays, but like JDB is right there with everything. He's more preparing for the future. He's the one that needs to sit down with Trinidad Chambliss and say, this is what I can offer you. This is what my system will look like. We got Chaney Young saying Austin Thomas is official as GM. That wouldn't surprise me at all. Again, I'm just in from the presser talking to Pete and those players. We've been talking about Austin Thomas is eventually being Ole Miss's general manager reunion for quite some time. If it is official, great. Another staffer added. A shark was tweeted this morning from Pete Golding. And when he tweets them things, it's one of two things, a commitment or a staff move. So far, that's all it's been. And right now, I don't see any other recruits that it would be. So I would assume then it could be Austin Thomas. It could be Frank Wilson. Austin was Ole Miss's general manager, left for LSU. Billy Glasscock replaced him. Billy Glasscock is Lane's right-hand man. And so the minute they went down to Baton Rouge, Lane essentially told Austin Thomas, this is Billy's office now, you can leave. There was some hope, at least from the LSU side, for a different role for Austin, maybe moving him into an administrative standpoint. But Ole Miss immediately had interest in bringing him back because, honestly, Austin Thomas was revolutionary as far as what general managers are. There used to not be, but a few of them, and he was the best of the bunch. So if that is official or gets done, that would be a huge, huge addition, no doubt.
Ben, let me add real quick. It was posted by our very own Pete Nakos. Ole Miss is hiring Austin Thomas as its next general manager and president of football operations, sources tell On3 Sports. I will point out that Chase Parham of Rebels 247 was first to report this news, according to Pete. So thank you very much for pointing that stuff.
The whole first
that out,
thing, like, come on, dude.
As we're going here,
Come on, like that's been an unkept secret for a week, man. I mean, I'm not knocking it. Like, if we want to give the credit and stuff, but for by all means, let's all do it across the board all the time. Then, if that's what we're going to do, but this is not something that is quote unquote breaking from a national news desk. If you've been following Talk of Champions, if you've been following the Ole Miss Spirit for well at least a week. Austin Thomas has been a regular mention as far as being the next general manager. He's the only candidate I brought up, both in writing stories, posting on the message board, talking here on the podcast. This one is not a breaking thing to me, and it shouldn't be a surprise to you, the Talk of Champions audience, because that's something that's been in the works for a little while. And it's a great move, Brad. It really is. And someone's asking about shirts for my sister-in-law. I've changed the QR code up top. If you want to scan to get some Kiffin merch, it's right there. All the proceeds go to her and her fertility journey. Thank y'all for the support of that. The other times when that QR code is up, it's just my Venmo. Because some didn't want to give or didn't want to necessarily buy a shirt, but wanted to give to her. So whatever I get from the shows, I immediately give to Caitlin. Who's going through a lot, man, but they're so close to having a baby and I'm so excited for them. So praise be to God from whom all blessings flow. If you want to buy some merch right here and now, that's what that QR code on your screen is doing. Exactly. What does a GM do in college? That man is the master of the spreadsheets. The master of the spreadsheets. He knows they've got their whole transfer approach broken down by position evaluations. That's all done. There's no surprises when those kids get in. The whole recruiting apparatus, like if Pete Golding is the CEO was the CEO of defense and Lane Kiffin was the CEO of the team and Charlie, I guess the CEO of the offense, but really that was Lane too. But if Pete was the CEO of the defense, Austin Thomas, as Billy Glasscock was, is the CEO of recruiting. That's the simplest way to put it. Wouldn't you say? If Judge stays, Trinidad stays. Judge is staying. We'll see if Trinidad does.
Yeah, that's a good point. And ATL, I agree. I think by Judge staying, that absolutely helps Trinidad Chambliss staying at Ole Miss. Once again, for folks that are just jumping on, had a chance to visit with Lacey and Chambliss today. Ben asked both of them about what their plans are in the future. And both were, I guess the best way to say this, Ben, is noncommittal. I want to say real quick, David Johnson had his cancer scan today at 10 a.m. He is cancer-free.
Oh, amazing.
So we want to say a special congratulations to Dave and his entire family, and we wish them all the best, and it's great news. So while we're giving out good news, that is incredible, incredibly good news. David, as a staff is being –
I'm so glad to hear that my guy David is doing well.
Yeah.
My boy Ben doesn't seem to be having a great day. I can see on his face. Hope it gets better. I'm having a great day. I'm sorry. I got resting bitch face, I guess. I'm sorry. Oh, it's a very dim lit room right now because I forgot to set up the lights. That was my fault. So, no, we're too blessed to be stressed. We all above ground, aren't we, friend? And I'm thankful and having a great time. And it was, I thought, a productive press conference. You know, I don't like how puffy I look, but that's not, you know, anything different. I'm Ginger Shrek here. You know, I can say I'm going to lose 15 pounds, but let's be honest. Your boy's going to go hit up the donut shop as soon as he can. So, no, I'm good, friend. Thank you for asking about me. But, yeah, it's been an interesting day as far as news, in my opinion, specifically with the Trinidad piece. And I'm glad ATL brought that up about Joe Judge because Pete talked about Joe. And Joe is a critical piece to this, I think, because for the longest, Charlie Weiss Lane Kiffin was not Trinidad Chambliss's coach. That was the Austin Simmons had their attention. So every day in the grind and the muck, it was Joe Judge. That is and for him to re-up, as announced by Pete Golding, that is a legitimate big deal. If Lacey leaves, Diggs is out of eligibility. Do we think a portal or a heavy dose of SMK Yates next year? I do think Shekai Mills Knight is going to factor in next year regardless. If something are happening there, they would go to the portal. Justice Hayes, who they almost landed out of the portal last year from Bama, is expected to get in. If he hasn't gotten in already for Michigan, that would be one that would make sense. But they would certainly go the portal route. It feels like Lane left Ole Miss in turmoil. Almost. And it was as close as it could get, wasn't it, Brad? The thing is that's why the Pete move made sense.
Ole Miss fans, for better or worse, I've been a nicotine user most of my adult life. I've tried it all. So when I recommend free pouches with their convenience, fast flavor, and fast effect, trust that it's coming from someone who knows. Free Pouches is a zero tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want simple and hassle-free without all the smoke, vapor, or smell that comes with. Free Pouches range from 3 megs to 15 with flavors from mint and wintergreen to watermelon and lush. I've always been partial to wintergreen, just like I was when I dipped, but at least this time there aren't endless nasty bottles to clean up. No, Free Pouches sit comfortably and release flavor evenly. They're perfect for meetings, commutes, or when you just need to throw one in to calm the nerves of an Ole Miss game. Even better, Free Pouches offer instant delivery straight to your door. So try Free Pouches today. Right now, Talk of Champions listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com with promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch.com, freepouch.com, and use my promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. Free, strength you can count on.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I think so, and I'm going to have a chance to ask Keith Carter this, and I'm going to ask him here this afternoon, and we'll post everything up on the Ole Miss Spirit, of course, affiliate of On3 at omspirit.com. And I just want to know, was the decision to make Pete a head coach versus the interim coach a data point to not allow the College Football Playoff Committee to bump Ole Miss and keep them out of hosting? I'm just going to ask him because nobody's asking that question.
It's a legitimate question.
Yeah, and so I'm excited to hear what that answer is. But I'll be honest, even if that wasn't a data point, think of all the boxes that you check by making Pete the head coach and not the interim coach, because you all of a sudden your defensive staff, it's locked in. I mean, it's not going anywhere as long as Pete is the DC slash and now he's the head coach. Mm-hmm. And you go offense, I think you keep things as much as you can. And I don't have near the problem that people do that have Joe Cox, that has Charlie Weiss Jr. and has George McDonald coming back and coaching in this game. I just don't, because I think Keith would not allow that to happen if, quote unquote, you let the whatever in the hen house, the snake in the hen house. I think it's a good call. I think they're going to do what's right by both Lane and what's right by Pete. And I think it's all hands on deck right now to win a national championship. And that is what Ole Miss has in front of them. That is what it's really hard for people to wrap their mind around, because if they win, they're going to face an incredible Georgia team in New Orleans New Year's Eve. Then they're going to go to face whoever in the Fiesta Bowl. Then you would go to Miami and win, or have a chance to win the national championship. That's on the table. And I love Ole Miss's chances this week. Obviously, it gets exponentially tougher the further you go. But I do like what Keith, Dr. Boyce, and the entire team have done, putting a collection of coaches together to give Ole Miss the best chance possible to win. I think Pete said it best in his introductory, not press conference, but the first time we were able to meet with him on Zoom, when he said, everybody gets worked up about this introductory press conference and all about 26. We have to finish 25 mm-hmm. because the former coach left us in the wind. And so we're here to finish and win a national championship in 25. And so to me, that says a lot about what this team is doing, why you go ahead and name him the head coach instead of the interim. And I think it was the right call.
Well put. I guess we're just going to treat him like Voldemort, he who shall not be named. Is that what we're going to do now? So, and when he who shall not be named was the coach, we could do that, I guess, because there's someone did get in the YouTube comments. Was like, if you mention Lane Kiffin again, oh no, he who should not be named. I'm sorry. If you mention he who should not be named again, I'm not listening to the podcast anymore, but I would argue, man, like, how can you not? ATL Germ 989 was right. Lane tried to leave Ole Miss in a mess. We'll see if it backfires. I think hiring Pete Golding certainly mitigated that. Jody Panel, Ben, how do we order shirts from your sister-in-law? That QR code right above Brad's head there with a duck in the middle, that's to her merch. Yep, nailed it. That's to her merch. It's got all the stuff you could want. And I saw somebody actually wearing it out recently. This is true. If I got, now I got to find the picture. There it is. Look here, Brad.
Love it. Yeah.
Love it. And yes, that man right there, not the man, the gentleman wearing that awesome shirt, the man he's on the back of the shirt putting on that hat. Yeah, he tried to leave Ole Miss in a mess. And if you want to buy something like that or and support my sister-in-law and her fertility journey, that QR code right above Brad Logan is the way to go. Before we move on here, I wanted to touch on something that I think Ole Miss fans will find really cool. Ole Miss made history, obviously, by reaching the college football playoffs. It's the first playoff ever in the state of Mississippi, and now you have a chance to bring history home with Ole Miss's official limited edition college football playoff football. Only 12 programs earn the right every year to get one of these, and now's your chance to own one for Ole Miss. I've seen it. It's really, really cool. Every detail is stitched, shaped, and finished by hand. It's through Big Game Football Factory. These things are true keepsakes. And look, man, I've been a collector most of my life, too. I used to collect cards, signed bats from Chipper, signed World Heavyweight Championships from WWE. This is about as cool as it gets, and you can hold on to some history yourself and be a part of it forever with Big Game Football Factory's custom-made college football playoff Ole Miss football. It's a must-have. Don't just witness history. Own it. BigGameUSA.com. That's BigGameUSA.com. But anyway, thanks to all of you who've been supporting us and giving us a lot of comments like this. And don't insult Lord Voldemort like that, Ben. Woo! When even Voldemort has got a better approval rating than you. Woo! Merry Christmas, everyone, from Blair Stewart. Merry Christmas to everyone, indeed, including you, Blair. Ben, what's changed with the Smith situation since last week when you're more 50-50 on him staying? Talk to more people. And I think it was always initially the plan for Kevin. I mean, yes, he's leaving his options open. He didn't like the way it ended and all that stuff. But this was always the most likeliest outcome. And once kind of emotion subsided and, you know, everything kind of cooled down from certain vantage points, I think it just became – it defaulted back to what was the obvious eventuality the entire time. Pete is our Kirby. If you go back and listen to Talk of Champions, last year when Ole Miss lost to Kentucky, I did a podcast – talking about how it didn't matter anymore if Lane Kiffin went to Florida because I believed Ole Miss had potentially its Kirby Smart on staff and Pete Golding. So it's not crazy to say, my friend, and maybe that is what Ole Miss gets. Ole Miss is Marcus Freeman. Ole Miss is Kirby Smart. But, Brad, the most important thing here is despite all these outside considerations, specifically with the news on Trinidad, not committing to Ole Miss when given the opportunity today. Kiwan, when given an opportunity to talk about his long-term future at Ole Miss, didn't do so. I really think that his ability, Pete's, to compartmentalize and to make this as normal as possible, which is something I asked every player, and they said it's really been the same, to keep that structure in place, that's the best chance Ole Miss has to win on Saturday over Tulane. And that's the most important thing. You worry about the Sugar Bowl when it's Sugar Bowl time. You worry about the transfer portal when it's transfer portal time. Right now it's Tulane time. And so far, despite everything, I think he's done a great job of keeping that all in place.
Yeah, Pete Golding, very regimented, and someone that very organized and learned from the best. He had Frank Wilson as the head coach of UTSA, learned under Frank when he was there, left there and went and coached with Nick Saban, learned a ton under one of the greatest or the greatest to ever do it, and then learned a lot under Lane Kiffin as the defensive coordinator. So I think what we're seeing is kind of what he has been groomed to do over the years, and it's kind of unfolding before our eyes. And I thought at the press conference today, I thought it was interesting. By the way, Trace Atkins will be singing the national anthem on Saturday.
Great. Really cool. Hold on. Trace Atkins, did he do? I knew it.
But Donkey Donk.
How did you know that was what I was looking up? I just didn't want to be wrong.
Yeah, he did.
Mad honky tonk.
But donkey tonk. Yeah, that's it. Don't know if he'll be singing that, but we do know he'll be singing the national anthem that was announced today. So there'll be plenty of other things that are announced to the university over the next couple of days.
Well, it's unfortunate for Trace Atkins because, like, every light in the house is on. That's a banger. But honky tonk, but donkey tonk, he had to go there to get that mainstream success, but it's also kind of a banger. Oh, that's great. Yep. Oh, that's fantastic. That honky tonk, but don't get dunk. All right, JDB speaking highly of Simmons to me speaks volumes, according to Doug Miller, of the doubt towards Trinidad's situation of staying or going. I agree. I absolutely agree. And I know that Austin was critical in bringing, John David Baker was critical in bringing Austin to Ole Miss. And they have a great relationship. And I think that was part of the considerations why John David separated from other ones, including Seth Doege at Arizona, because, you know, that relationship piece. And there is real doubt about Trinidad. And Ole Miss is still as high on Austin today as it was before he got hurt and even after throwing some picks in his first two games. So I think that's absolutely a good point. I wanted to hit on that. But, yeah, man. Laugh my ass off at Brad with the honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk pull. I'm really impressed, too. I didn't think that you had that in your bag, but he did immediately. Ludacris is doing the alma mater. Heck yeah. If he needs me to get up there and sing area codes with him, I'd be happy to. You know, did Lane Kiffin purposely sabotage last year to try to prove that you can't win at all? I don't even think he's that calculated.
Yeah, you know, there's a thread on the board about did Lane try to lose the Oklahoma game on – look, people can say what they want to about Lane. I mean, the yoga thing, doing the heart thing and all that. I get it. It's wacky and it's really odd. But that dude can call plays, and he's a really good football coach. And so I don't think he tried to sabotage anything. I think this year surprised him. When Austin went down, I think he probably started looking around. And all of a sudden,
he was looking around last year. He's looked around every day since he's been here.
Maybe so.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
But I mean, you know, after Austin Simmons went down, he's like, man, we're 8-14. I'm out of here. And then all of a sudden they just kept winning. And that's a testament to the other coaches on staff and to Lane to a certain degree for finding ways to win and putting it together. And it's just been really cool to watch this team specifically. You know, I had a chance to visit with David Kellum on a previous show that I'm doing on WFCA on Thursday night, 107.9. And it was a kind of pre-recorded interview. And David made mention, he agreed with me that Oklahoma game was probably the biggest win on the schedule. And I mean, we could look back at LSU, Tulane, and maybe some others, but the way that Ole Miss went on the road, it fought through adversity in the fourth quarter and found a way to win in a kind of a rainy day and a really big environment and finding ways to win. And then, you know, who would have thought at the end of the game, whenever Lane was doing all this pointing and saying, this is, you know, I own this place, or we own whatever he said, and now he's gone. I think it's okay, and people are going to really be mad at me, but I think it's okay to be upset that Lane is gone and how he acted and that sort of thing. But I also think that you have to appreciate what he's done over the last, what, 5-6 years in just elevating the program to 48 straight weeks in the AP Top 25. The first or the only 11-win season in regular season history, all the 11 wins. I mean, I think it's okay to appreciate both of those. And I think down the road, while it may take a few years, I do think he will be able to come back to Oxford and be recognized as one of those that will be remembered fondly. Now, maybe that's 10 years from now, but I do think that happens, Ben. And I think, you know, time heals all wounds, and we'll see what happens. I think what happens with Lane at LSU will probably tell a lot about what Ole Miss fans will be remembered for Lane here in Oxford. But I do think, judging by this team and how they've overcome adversity and figuring out ways to win, I think that lends themselves to be finding some things out down the road and being able to win those games like Tulane, like having a chance against Georgia. Now you get Georgia on a neutral site. Everybody's talking about how Georgia's going to boat race Ole Miss. Well, they didn't boat race Ole Miss in Georgia. Now Ole Miss kind of fell apart in the fourth quarter, and I think Sidibe Opoku-Dia right now, to this day, for Ole Miss's defense figuring it out, because he went all in on Pete Golding and that Ole Miss defense postgame, if you remember, with you and I, and they completely turned it around that next week at Oklahoma and played much better. But, yeah, who's to say that Ole Miss plays, you know, better than they did over in Athens? But, yeah, the game in front of them right now is going to be a much more improved Tulane team than they played a couple of months ago. So that's kind of the issue at hand. But at the end of the day, this is a team that's been battle-tested, and I'm excited to see where this team can go.
Me too. I know you got to go, so I want to get out of here with this. The portal saw some real activity today. Brendan Sorsby from Cincinnati would be an Ole Miss transfer target. Caden Hauser from East Carolina was John David Baker's quarterback. last year through 19 touchdowns, six interceptions, over 3,000 yards passing. If Trinidad Chambliss gets his waiver and goes somewhere else and Austin Simmons transfers out, Ole Miss could. There is a scenario where Ole Miss could need two portal quarterbacks. I think Hauser makes a ton of sense regardless of what else happens with anybody else. He's coming in hit or start, but like there's obvious familiarity, and the former Michigan State transfer would push whoever the other person was. Ideally for Ole Miss, it's going to be Hauser and Austin Simmons. Ideally, Trinidad Chambliss gets his waiver and he's the quarterback for Ole Miss next year, and it's a lot less messier, more problematic. And that's where today's answer, which was honest, and I really appreciated it. He's get put in God's hands, and he said, I'm going to consider all my options. That's a very mature and professional way to treat it because these guys are professionals. Meanwhile, Josh Pitts tells us that Bo Wallace is the new quarterback coach at Southwest Mississippi Community College. My guy, Bo, heck yeah, I love that. But Bo Wallace is a rising star in coaching, man. He's going to be awesome. Congratulations to him. But, yeah, I thought that the Trinidad piece, that's the thing that really jumped out to me today, Brad. And we'll leave you with this. If you're unhappy with your health insurance, if you're shopping it, call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, 601-953-8449. 601-953-8449, quotesfortrue.com. Hit up BNA Bank for all your banking needs. It's more than a bank. It's a friendship. 662-534-8171. 662-534-8171. Tannehill Carmen Real Estate and Title. Hit up Zach Bonner and his entire team. 662-200-8734 for all of your condo buying or climb the property ladder needs, upsizing, downsizing. 662-200-8734. And Andy Ludeke of MyPerfectFranchise.net. His services are 100% free. He wants to help you get into the business of business ownership. So hit him up. MyPerfectFranchise.net, 404-973-9901. MyPerfectFranchise.net, 404-973-9901. An interesting day. Missed you up there, buddy. Like I'm used to seeing you. And yeah. A few people weren't there today. I was kind of surprised. I missed you guys.
Yep. Couldn't be there today, but I knew you were going to be there, so you'd have us all covered at the Ole Miss Spirit. We couldn't do what we do without all of our sponsors right here on the drive home. That's the Heal Counseling Center. They're all over North Mississippi. I want to thank our good friends at the Heal Counseling Center being a title and presenting sponsor for the drive home. Also, our friends at Chick-fil-A. They're in Oxford. You know where they are.
Your best.
They're on West Jackson Avenue and, of course, Northeast out by the school. And could not thank Lance and his entire team for being sponsors here on the drive home. Alan Samuels, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Grateful for Brian. Grateful for Mason and the entire team. Be sure and go by them there and tell them you heard about it on the drive home, and they will put you in a brand new vehicle today. I want to say a special thank you to Tyler White and talk about our good friends at T White Custom Tees. They're our presenting sponsor on the Logan Media Network. Couldn't do what we do without them. And our good friends with FanDuel. And we're so grateful to have the opportunity to be able to have all these sponsors bring you all the college football playoff coverage. A lot of stuff is going to be coming pregame. Stay tuned to the Spirit Bend Twitter account /X account and Brad Logan COTE. We'll let you know what's happening pregame. We'll have a live show. We're working out logistics right now, but stay locked in. We're going to release all of that.
I told you incorrectly on the phone, Brad. We're going to be live. We think it's going to be at 10. It's not in front of the Turner Center. It's it's more like right across the street from the pavilion. You'll see Ben and Brad. Yeah. And my buddy Drew's tent, Modern Woodman, come and hang out with us, man. We're just going to be hanging, getting ready for the playoffs. That's all we're doing.
At 2:30, we'll be live roughly 10 to 12.
It's Monday. Come on. We got time. You'll figure out the
logistics. It's going to be fun, man. It's going to be fun. And we're so grateful for all of our sponsors that are allowing us for that to happen. And thanks for opening up his tent. And of course we'll be live post game with all of the content from all the game in and of itself and the press conference. So we're excited about that as well. So yeah, a lot of stuff coming down the pipe for the drive home, and really excited to talk of champions. It's all kind of happened really fast. And so, but we're excited that everybody's so excited about the upcoming game on Saturday and partnering with us here on the drive home.
Absolutely. Get out with this. If we get Frank Wilson, we can get a couple of players. I would agree with that. Ole Miss is already after Stamps and Ahmad Bro, who a defensive lineman. They both got in from LSU. Keep an eye on them. But Harlan Berry, a running back, former five-star. You might end up swapping Kevin Smith and Kewon Lacy for Harlan Berry and Frank Wilson. That is one of the many potential eventualities. So we'll see how that works out. And then somebody asked about DC names, Joseph King, 8123. Any DC names, Patrick Toney, the Arizona Cardinals defensive backs coach, former Florida DC, your defense coordinator is Pete Golding, or it's Brian Brown is the listed defensive coordinator. And that's going to, he's going to be one, either a co-DC or a DC on his own. But they still have to get a defensive assistant, and Pete Golding is going to continue to call plays. So whoever they get is more, is going to be probably a linebackers coach and a co-DC. It'll get, what will become interesting is when, and if and when, because Kirby did it, if and when Pete ever gives up play calling, because that is something that he's going to have to consider down the line. This has been Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. He's Brad Logan at Brad Logan underscore COTE. Did I get it?
Got it.
Yes.
The only underscore. No underscore. We're going to get it right eventually, though.
Almost there.
Every light in the house is on.
Donkey donk, Ben donkey donk. We'll see you in a couple of days, maybe tomorrow. We don't know. We're just living by our day-to-day, you know, pants here at Talking Champions. He's Brad Logan. I'm Ben, the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and affiliate of On3. Come hang out. Sign up for $1. We'll see you soon. Honky tonk, but don't get done.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.